You may have seen this story. There was another hate crime against a Trump supporter. This was in Fall River, Massachusetts on Tuesday. Charlie Chase is an 82-year-old Air Force veteran. He's a retired teacher. He's taught at various colleges, including Providence College, Stonehill. And he's a political activist. He gets signatures for candidates he likes. He distributes a conservative newspaper out of Boston around Bristol County. And he does standouts for candidates he likes. And right now, he likes a candidate by the name of Donald J. Trump. So Tuesday afternoon, he was standing in an area near the Fall River Industrial Park, trying to hold a sign for Donald Trump wearing a MAGA hat showing the sign off to workers as they got off the day shift at the industrial plant. And so while Charlie Chase, age 82, was standing out there, a 27-year-old guy pulled his car over and came out just in a total rage and began screaming at Charlie, "Give me that bleeping sign," the Trump 2020 sign. This, according to the Fall River PD, his name is Aiden Courtright, then walked toward the victim, forcefully ripped the sign out of the victim's hand, ripped it in half, and threw it to the ground. He then went after the victim, that's Charlie Chase, grabbing him by his shirt, knocking his hat off, and throwing him violently to the ground. Well, while the victim was on the ground, this hippie continued the attack by kicking him in the ribs and legs. Courtright violently kicked the victim with his leather-pointed shoes. He then got back in the vehicle and took off. Joining us now on the line is the victim of that senseless attack, Charlie Chase. Charlie, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, Howie, I listen to you a lot, and I want to thank you for everything. And I'm, you know, happy in a way, and I'm happy in a way that I have to be on the show.
So what happened? Tell us what it was like when he got out of the car. What did he look like?
Well, I put it this way. I've never seen a character in a movie that looked as scary, ugly, and angry as this person. The face, I've never seen a face like that in my 82 years. And it just was so scary, I was kind of like frozen for a little while. I wanted to correct one thing. I don't remember him kicking me, but I do know he threw me down on my back so that the back hurt.
That's what the police said, that he kicked you. I don't know. I was reading from the police report. So what happened? So then he jumped back in the car and drove off?
Yes, and the car behind him took his number plate down and gave it to me. A couple of people helped me up, and a car behind that took his number, called the police, and followed him to where he went, and then reported to the police where the car was as he went into a building, and came back, was ready to give a report. There was another witness there that, I didn't want them to get in trouble or get hurt by someone who might be associated with this person or by this
right.
person in the future. So I told them, you got to be real careful if you do give your information, because there could be bad results. They both said, this a female who was a healthcare type worker and the a truck driver, and they both said, no, we have to. We saw what happened. We can't let this happen anymore. It's there's too much in this country. And
he was arrested.
I was
arrested
for that, but I was scared for them.
He was arrested by the Fall River Police, and they held him overnight. And then I guess this judge, a Democrat operative judge, a Deval Patrick campaign contributor who was appointed by Deval Patrick, let him go.
I was under the understanding that for an assault on a anyone over 60, that they would have to be kept in police custody for 180 days.
I think he was let go. He was charged with violating your elderly abuse, assault and battery. I want to have someone's coming on the line that wants to talk to you about this, Charlie Chase, the victim of an anti-Trump attack on Tuesday. Who's on the line?
Charlie, you have Donald Trump Jr. on. Just wanted to say I saw your story. I'm sorry you had to go through that, and we really appreciate the support. That stuff shouldn't be going on in America. And I just wanted to say thank you for that support. Thank you for your steadfast loyalty, for your service to our country. It means the world to us, and I want to have my team be able to get you some extra MAGA swag. Send you some hats and some gear and some flags and everything like that, just to say thank you for everything you stand for, my friend.
Well, I have to thank you guys. You don't know how much you mean to us. Thank you.
Well, I promise you, it's guys like you that keep us motivated, patriotic Americans. Again, just thank you so much for your service to this country. It means the world to us. And when I saw the story, I obviously tweeted about it. I heard you were going to be on the radio today, so I just wanted to get on and personally thank you for that. You know, both today and obviously in the past in your time in the armed services. So thank you so much. You guys are truly a remarkable generation, and I wish we had more like you.
Well, thank you, and this will not scare me away. I'm going to be doing this continuously right up until the election.
Don, he's always working. He's always working for Republicans, Don, and he gets signatures for various referendum questions in Massachusetts. He gets there's a monthly newspaper for conservatives in Massachusetts that he circulates himself. He goes around from place to place distributing it. He's a good citizen, Don. He didn't deserve this.
I love hearing that. You guys are the backbone of all of that. You know, the volunteers like that. And I love that you're doing those things. And I look forward to meeting you face to face or having you come to one of the big rallies when we can get those going safely again. Okay.
Well, I've been to four of them so far. Three the first time, and then the one up in Manchester.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, that was a fun one. I was at that one myself, so that was awesome.
It was a good one. I was down on the floor there, right in front of him.
Well, again, just thank you for all that you stand for, all that you do, and thank you for not backing down.
I know you guys get a lot of flack, and you've held in there all this time. Keep it up.
We will, my friend. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
It'd be great if your dad sent him a note or something too, Don. Just to let him know.
I think I know someone.
That's great. Well, listen,
we'll work on it, my friend. Thank you very much.
Stay on the line, and we'll get you his address so you can send him that swag. That would be great if you could do that. I think that would mean a lot to him. And thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it, Don Jr. Thanks. That's Don Jr. calling in. Charlie, how's that make you feel a little better?
Oh, it's worth the world. I'm so happy. I never spoke to any of the people down there in Washington. I maybe wrote a couple letters, but I've never spoken to anybody. And just they mean so much to this country and to me and the people around me.
So tell us what happened. So you're down on the ground. The woman is following this this thug who attacked you. What happened next? The cops arrived, right? And what did they say to you?
Yes, they arrived. They took all the information of myself and the two witnesses. They told me that they'd call an ambulance to take me over to the hospital to have my back and head checked, and I didn't remember hitting the ground with my head, but the other person who was standing out with me, this is a newbie, and he was learning from me how to do a standout, and he said that my head did hit the ground when I was thrown on my back, so I guess I did, but anyway, I didn't want to go to the hospital because I have about four those conditions that they say you shouldn't be around.
Underlying conditions. Yeah, right.
And so I didn't want to go to the hospital, but the officer, he kept pushing me. You know, it's really, you never know what will come out from something like that.
Right.
You really should go. I finally acceded. and he sent for an ambulance. They checked my head. They didn't find it empty. they did check me in. My back was okay. They said it was probably a strain from the way I was thrown down. About 15 or 20 minutes after I was thrown down, by the time the police officers had come, why, I wasn't hurting anymore.
Oh, that's good. So you're feeling okay now, Charlie?
I'm okay. The next day I was out there. I've been building a very small garden, digging down a foot and a half, to sifting out all the stones and everything, and then filling it in with the earth that was left plus cow manure. And I finished the garden yesterday, actually, and planted seeds.
Are you going to be out holding a sign for Trump 2020 again, or are you going to take a few days off?
I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
Same place?
I don't want anyone to think that I'm scared of people like that, that I love them. I love all people. I'm a deep Christian. I just feel so sad that there are so many people like that around that have killed police officers, that ran cars into police officers, burnt buildings, and these things. I mean, they're horrible. Why is America like this? This isn't the America that I went in the service for, or I taught for, what, something like 48 years, and that's not the reason I went into these, doing these services. I just love the American people. I love America. I love the Constitution. I love God, and I want these things that teach us good moral upbringing to come back to America, and that the young people, that they start to use common sense. Don't just listen to those teachers in the colleges that are trying to train you so that you can indoctrinate the grade school kids. Use your common sense and figure out whether something that is being said is true or not, and stand up for what you think is right, regardless of what they threaten you with grades.
Now, Charlie Chase, if you could speak directly to this guy, Aiden, who 27 years old, 55 years your junior, who assaulted you, what would you say to him?
I would say that I love you. I love you. You're another human being with us, but you are just not doing the right thing. You need to listen to your heart more, and don't let your philosophies destroy you by making you do things that are going to hurt you for the rest of your life. Just get together with us and do something constructive. It's in everybody to do something like that, and maybe you can find yourself. I do hope you do.
Charlie Chase, we really appreciate you being with us, and I'm sorry you had to go through this, but look at it this way. You're going to have a lot better swag from the Trump campaign very shortly, I do believe.
Well, as far as signs, the sign I got at Manchester, that was torn up, so I lost that. And then I made one myself, which my right hand, it kind of shakes, and it's real hard to write, but I made one.
All right, Charlie, hang on.
Build a wall.
Charlie, hang on after we say goodbye, so Grace can get your address, so the Trump people can know where to send everything to you. But we really appreciate it. I hope you're feeling better. And thanks so much for coming on. And you're a brave man. And thank you for your service to the country and the Air Force. And we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. That's Charlie Chase. He was attacked while holding a Trump sign and wearing a MAGA hat on Tuesday, and Donald Trump Jr. just called in to commiserate with him and thank him for his work for the president.